What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our first look for this week, our Monday morning look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, announced this Sunday, the 29th of October, that he will request a popular consultation on Sunday, the 17th of December, so that the population can decide whether or not to repeal Law 406 of 2023, which adopts the contract between the Panamanian state and Minera Panama. The result of the citizen consultation will be mandatory, Cortizo promised. In a televised message to the country at 8:45 p.m., and which lasted less than a minute, the President also announced that Executive Decree 23, which declares a moratorium on metal mining, will be elevated to law of the Republic. To do so, he needs to present a bill to the National Assembly, which closes its regular sessions on October the 31st. If Cortizo intends to speed up the approval of this rule, he must call an extraordinary sessions and wait for the deputies to return from their recess on the 2nd of January of next year. Executive Decree 23 of October the 27th, signed by Cortizo and the Minister of Commerce and Industries, Federico Alfaro, prohibits the granting of new metal mining concessions. Currently, there are 15 in force, including Minera Panama's concession for copper extraction in Donoso. That decree was in vain. It was a vain attempt by the executive to put a stop to the citizen protests that since last Sunday have been held daily against Law 406, which has already accumulated 6 unconstitutionality lawsuits in the Supreme Court of Justice. 2 of these demands have already been admitted and are awaiting the opinion of the attorneys of the administration, Rigoberto González, and of the nation, Javier Caraballo. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, maintained that the executive decree that prohibits the granting of new metal mining concessions is not enough, and they also indicate that the population's unrest goes beyond this issue, as it covers complaints against corruption. In the text of the Camara Pena, the business union indicates that the President of the Republic must act forcefully and call extraordinary sessions of the legislative body for the exclusive discussion of the bill that dictates the mining moratorium, and that it includes all those concessions that have not come into operation, as well as the granting of any new exploration and exploration concessions. Now, they also made a strong call to the Supreme Court of Justice to act within the law and in a timely manner. The Chamber of Commerce warns that it has become evident that the national boredom that we're witnessing transcends a particular issue and has already exceeded national patience. This discomfort will hardly disappear with the solution of the mining issue. They indicate that for years they have warned about the indolence shown by the authorities in the face of the lack of actions that respond to the needs of the population. We have highlighted the profound and negative impact that they have on the citizenry, the fact that those who are called to carry out actions that improve their lives assume the poor functioning of public services as normal. Politicization and corruption in the use of public resources and the making of arbitrary decisions far from the slightest consensus or citizen participation, among other situations already characteristic of the way that politics is carried out in Panama. For the business community, the lack of opportunities, frustrations and open misfortunes have ended up generating justified fatigue that is now reflected in the streets with protests and demonstrations. This is a fair and a reiterative claim, which today young people take hold of and cry out. Panamanians do not have to settle for a half-hearted country managed for the interests of just a few. The Chamber calls on politicians and those who aspire to elected office to understand once and for all that they cannot continue leading the country through whim, politicking, and obscurantism. They insist that the government must turn the mining moratorium into law while committing to carry out a thorough review of the General State Budget Bill for 2024, where significant cuts are reflected, especially for institutions who do not really know how to support what was requested and allocate the necessary resources to core emergencies, such as that of the Oncology Institute. The actions in the streets to express discontent over Law 406, well, they've continued on Sunday. Several motorcyclists gathered in the morning on Balboa Avenue to leave from there in a demonstration against Law 406. They visited various points in Panama City, such as Calle 50, Via Israel, and Cincuentenario, among others. In the activity, the motorists carried Panamanian flags, and most of them wore sweaters from the Panamanian national soccer team. Once the tour was finished, they parked the motorcycles in one of the squares along the coastal strip to shout slogans against the new mining contract. The activity ended with the singing of the national anthem. The Union of Panama Canal Pilots called on the Supreme Court of Justice to give priority to the corresponding procedure required by the unconstitutionality claims presented to Contract Law No. 406. The union also urged the executive body to take the necessary measures in accordance with the popular clamour that is in the streets so that a real, direct and transparent discussion takes place about the future of mining activity in the national territory. It is imperative that the executive body also submit before the plenary session of the legislative body a proposed law that suspends all open pit mining activity through a moratorium until the country democratically decides the course that we are to follow. They also emphasize that Panama can live without mining, but not without water, and alludes to the water crisis that the Panama Canal is experiencing. Canal pilots point out that it is time to take concrete actions, both on the mining issue and on what is required to resolve the water crisis facing the interoceanic route. We take advantage of this situation to remember that the Panama Canal faces an unprecedented water crisis which requires immediate actions that allow the sustainability of the marine maritime route. The current mining crisis calls into question the commitment expected of our authorities towards our main resource and delays the decisions that as a country we must take to guarantee the safe, profitable and uninterrupted operation of our interoceanic waterway, they indicated in a statement. And the protests against Law 406 have broken borders. There have been pickets by Panamanian residents in cities such as Barcelona in Spain, New York, London, Paris, Dublin in Ireland and Toronto in Canada. Also during the week, a video circulated of a group of young Panamanians in Dublin, Ireland, in which they expressed a unison no to mining. In Paris, the Eiffel Tower was the backdrop for the protests over the environment in Panama. About 15 Panamanians were participating. In London, Panamanians demonstrated in front of the Panamanian embassy. Its organizer, Patricia Rogers, said it was outrageous to learn what happened while she was so far away from home. According to Rogers, everything was organized through different social networks. The young woman indicated that among the signs that there were several also in English, so that those who passed by would know the reason for the protest. Many of the local people came to ask about the topic of the protest, explained it to them, and even took photos from all over the world, we hope, with our hearts in our throats, that the government listens to the people about what we think, Rogers commented. The ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, registers a significant loss of members in less than a year. Official figures from the Electoral Tribunal indicate that 29,231 resigned from the PRD in the last 9 months. In February of this year, the PRD, the largest party in the country, had reached the highest number of registered members, 734,730. Its leaders celebrated the historic record at that time. However, as the months have progressed and discontent has grown in the streets, due to the decisions of the National Assembly, controlled by the PRD bench, and the president, Laurentino Cortizo, to renew the contract for Minera Panama, the number of members has fallen now to 705,499 as of October. In the Democratic Change Party, led by Romney Rue, has also registered a drop in the number of those registered. From February to October, 24,000 members left. Currently, the CD has 283,554. While the Panamanista Party, led by José Isabel Blandón Figueredo, lost about 15,000 members in the same period, As of October, it's got 239,568 registered members. On the other hand, the Realising Goals Party gained some 24,000 new members from February to October. So far, it has 259,406 adherents. The former President of the Republic and presidential candidate for the Popular Party, Martin Torrijos, announced on Sunday his running mate with a view to the general elections on May the 5th of next year. This is the paediatrician Rosario Turner, who was Minister of Health in the current government administration and who until now served as the coordinator of Torrijos's political campaign. Likewise, this Sunday it was announced that Mayor Mizrachi will be the candidate for Mayor of Panama, also for the PP party. The announcement was made during an extraordinary national board of directors of this group that's meeting behind closed doors at the Gamboa Rainforest Resort Hotel and confirmed by campaign sources. Some 67 directors out of 84 authorised the vote, ratified Turner, who was proposed by presidential candidate Torrijos in his political board in permanent session since last Sunday. Both Torrijos, who governed the country between 2004 and 2009, and Turner are still enrolled in the now ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party. In a speech, Torrijos highlighted that Turner represents first an important asset for the political campaign and then for the government, being a professional woman with a proven will to serve. He stated that she was the voice that gave security to the Panamanian population in the midst of uncertainty, alluding to her role as head of the health portfolio at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of 2020. Turner was the one who paid a very high price for being honest, for not giving in to her principles, for being upright, for putting Panama above the economic and political, Torrijos stated. It must be remembered that she was removed from her position in the Ministry of Health in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic and replaced by Luis Francisco Sucre. At the closing of the Board of Directors, Torrijos referred to the wave of demonstrations throughout the country after the sanctioning of Law 406. Quote, "The situation that the country is going through is extremely delicate, and it could have been avoided if the President, Laurentino Cortizo, had encouraged a true national debate. But the government and the National Assembly preferred to impose a legal contract with the mining company harmful to the interests of Panamanians and with overtones of unconstitutionality," he noted. He added that they believed that by approving, sanctioning and publishing the contract in a single day, the problem would be solved, which is a massive mistake. The answer? Well, that's in the streets, he said. Meanwhile, Turner said that she also shared the feeling of frustration and indignation expressed by those protesting across the country. "I accept this commitment with humility, conviction, and with the will to put all my experience and all the best of myself at the service of the Panamanians as I have always done," said the candidate for Vice Presidency of the Republic. "This is the most important challenge of my life," she confessed. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. Those are some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this morning's programme.